Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. Oh, wait. Randy Zachary here in for Natalie today. As you know, we talked about this last week. Natalie, in an accident around the house and broke her leg. And she's still recovering, had some surgery. And so we... Not going to have Natalie with us today, but we are going to talk, and I will carry on. I will carry on, my wayward son. That would be a great song hook right there. Randy Zachary, my name, and we're going to talk in a couple of minutes about real estate loan option that you might have. As always, you can get any questions answered from Natalie and or the staff at Realty Universal. .com. Again, realtyuniversal.com is where you can get all your answers, all your questions, I should say, answered. Sorry, get a little bit distracted, kind of multitasking here. That's the blessing and the curse of this day and age of technology, right, where folks are texting and getting last-minute thoughts together for this. Of course, as you know, I'm the radio dude, but going to share with some things with you that Natalie asked me to pass along. Just some tips, just a few things for you to think about as you're considering real estate loans. There are options, and you really have a lot more choices than you think. You can really take charge of your situation, and so going to be talking about that in just a moment. Want to do ask you to. Remember Natalie in your prayers, your thoughts, as she recovers from this accident. And again, just as she shared last week, been laid up, and a lot of aha moments for her as she's been kind of contemplating, of course, this past year with all of its challenges, ups and downs, heartbreaks, and exciting things, and kind of like I think everybody here, it is the end of the year, and. It is a time to reflect, to look back and say, okay, what are you thankful for? What are you wanting to change? Whether you call them resolutions or not, I know kind of has a stigma attached to it, the resolution thing. It almost infers that, it's only going to last 2 or 3 weeks in January, and then you're back at, doing whatever you didn't want to do. So, really, it's a mindset that we work on year-round right here on this show because, as you know, first half we talk real estate. Second half, we talk about inspiration, motivation, and mobilization. We talk about how you can be the change in the world that you seek. And it really does start with you. It starts with me. We can wish and woulda, shoulda, coulda, all over ourselves, so to speak. But it really... it's the person in the mirror at the end of the day that begins changing. As my friend and mentor John Maxwell says, you really can't lead others until you lead yourself. And that means being disciplined, and that means maybe filling in the gaps, if you will, shoring up the areas in your life that that need shoring up. And we all have those. So I think it was Plato. Not sure. You know, I think, again, in this day and age, we see quotes all over Facebook, and some of them are attributed to the right people, others are not. But more often than not, Plato is attributed with saying, greet everybody you meet with kindness, for everyone is fighting a hard battle. Everyone is fighting a hard battle. And again, encourage you to think about the things you need to change. And we do that week in and week out right here. So second half of the show, we are way pumped once again to have Julie Corinne Audino with us. And I have her book right here in my hand. It stays on my desk in my studio office because she wrote a book called Finding Your Peace, P-I-E-C-E, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling. And I have read hundreds and hundreds of motivational books in my life. As some of you know, I'm a member of the John Maxwell team of speakers, trainers, and coaches, and so have read John's material and you name them, Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins, and you know, on and on and on it goes, Zig Ziglar, and now I have to name everybody. But this book, Finding Your Peace, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling, is one of the more practical books I've ever read. And so it is going to be, Julie is going to be our guest, and she's going to be calling in from Maui, where she is a fitness consultant and trainer and author as well, and speaker, and very, very, very motivating. So let's dive in to the real estate portion here. The real estate portion here. I don't know where that came from. And just share with you a couple of tidbits. When you're buying a home, and I'm passing along some information Natalie sent me. And again, as always, you can contact her at realtyuniversal.com for all of your questions about real estate, whether you're a buyer, seller, broker. You want to be part of the Realty Universal team as a broker. You can do that, or an agent, and all the information there at realtyuniversal.com. But the question, really, most times that people ask, you know, should you buy a 15, 30, or 40-year loan? You know, which one should you? And obviously, you know, depending on your financial situation, that goes without saying. I mean, obviously better to pay it off early. But, you know, if it's 15 years, I mean, I can do the math, and I'm a radio guy, so I know you can do the math. The shorter the term, the more the bigger the payment. And so a lot of folks obviously opt for the 30 and 40 year plan. Natalie suggests that, you know, again, you go ahead and do the 30 year, and then shoot for, really get intentional about paying it off, you know, in 15, and you save, and I don't know what it is, but it's thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. When you do that, the challenge is, of course, doing that, right? And that's where I think it kind of ties back into what we said at the top of the show here, the talking points, if you will. Change happens with, you know, the person in the mirror. And, you know, if you get intentional about paying off a loan or doing whatever and just decide that you're going to do that, you can do it. And we've all had those experiences where we've accomplished things we've set out to do. Again, I saw a quote the other day on Facebook said, you know, if it's important to you, you'll find a way. If it's not, you'll find an excuse. And I think, I think that says it all. I mean, we are literally where we are because of decisions and mindsets that we've allowed to take us over. And so as regards real estate and paying stuff off, absolutely. Work on, you know, the 30-year fixed rate and then work on paying that off in 15. And again, for more details, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. There's also all kinds of options in terms of jumbo, FHA, VA, pay points, buy down the rate, lots and lots of ideas. I know Monica and I have been you know, in our journey in the real estate market, we've kind of done a little bit of both. We We are currently in a fixed rate mortgage. Of course, fixed rate mortgage is where your interest rate and your monthly payment of principal and interest stay the same for the entire term of the loan. It tends to be the most popular because it, you know, protects homeowners from pay increases. Our stability, and then and if the interest rates go up, you're protected. Your rate stays the same. And it makes sense if you're going to own your home, you know, for a long time. So, you know, 7 or more years, they say. And, of course, it gets back to here we go again. If you have a monthly budget, you need to stick to it and prefer payment stability and obviously double up or at least pay kind of half of a payment and a half if you can't pay, you know, two and try and pay it off in 15, maybe pay it off in 20 by doing a year and a half, a payment and a half a month, which you really, really could do if you looked around and, you know, started cutting out and saying, okay, and this is kind of a Dave Ramsey moment, but you really can do. The other one, of course, the ARM and hybrids of the ARM, adjustable rate mortgage. And again, that is really more for if you're going to be, you know, staying in a home. If you believe the interest is going to go up in the future, or if you plan to maybe not, you know, stay in the house, if you plan to sell the home before the introductory rate ends, there's an element there. Element of risk. But trust me, believe me, we got in one and had to get out of one. So I know, you know, I know the challenges. I know the challenges there. So again, those are some things. But again, I think Natalie's tip for today is go ahead and do a 30-year fixed rate, and then you know, and then just get intentional. Set the intention to pay it off in 15 or at least 20. You know, payment and a half, if not two. And get her done, because you're going to save yourself all kinds of money. I think Dave Ramsey talks about, you know, living today, we live like no one else, so that, you know, in the future, we can live like no one else, right? We are going to take a break and to come back. And again, Julie Corinne Audino is going to be joining us very, very soon. She'll be on the line from Maui, and we'll be talking about her book, and I love it, Finding Your Peace, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling. And she'll be joining us, but we'll be back in just a few. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind, knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A 5-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. 2 planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/lifeplan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
James Scurlock's remarkable documentary shines the light of truth on a national tragedy. You know, many Americans are drowning in debt, way too many. and something has to be done to stem this tide. I know about this personally. I was a millionaire starting from nothing by age 26, and I was broke again by 30. I crashed. I splatted. I did stupid with zeros on the end, and then I started over, and I was a millionaire again by the time I was 40. That time I did it with no debt because I don't borrow money. I crashed and burned, but I learned. Believe me, I learned. And for almost 15 years now, I have sat at a broadcast desk like this, doing our talk radio show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, listening to the pain and heartbreak of literally hundreds of thousands of Americans, millions of them listening in while I do that. Sure, I give advice, but first I listen. Never stop listening. Winning at money, personal finance, wealth building is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. If you really want a different result, you've got to get knowledge, yes. But more importantly, you have to change your behavior permanently. When my wife Sharon and I did that, it revolutionized our lives. Personal finance isn't rocket science. It's just common sense. It's how your grandparents lived. If you don't have the money, you can't buy it. Hey, there's a neat idea. And you know, you can learn how to handle money. You can change your behaviors. You can do it. Where do you start, though? Well, here's some practical ideas that our team members teach all across the nation every day. First, stop the bleeding. You can't get out of a hole while you're digging out the bottom. Cut up your credit cards. That's right. Plastic surgery, a plastectomy. You learn the difference between wants and needs, and for now, you only buy what you really need, and even if you're going to buy a want, you only do it with cash. And start using cash more. We suggest you use a thing called the envelope system, where you put cash in some envelopes for some of your spending categories, and you write on them what the money's for. On your food envelope, you write food, and then you can only buy food out of the food envelope, and you can't buy clothes out of the food envelope, and you can't buy food out of the clothes envelope. No cheating. And when that envelope's empty, I don't care if the shirt's on sale. Shut up. You can't buy it. That's how it works. Then get on a budget. We recommend a zero-based budget. Spend your whole paycheck on paper before the month begins. Give every dollar a name. Every dollar has a predestination. You got to love it. Hey, if you don't have a job, get one. We recommend a program we call the baby steps, because you can walk all the way around the world if you do it one step at a time, step by step by step. And cleaning up and winning with money is the same way. We have 7 baby steps we want to walk you through. Baby step 1. Start a beginner baby emergency fund of $1,000. Really quickly, I want you to get a $1,000 rainy day fund just to keep the little emergencies from becoming new debt. Number 2, set up a plan to get out of debt. We use a thing we call the debt snowball, where you list your debts smallest to largest, pay minimum payments on everything but the little one, and attack the little one with a vengeance. When that one's gone, you take the payments you used to pay there, and you attack the next one down. When that one's gone, you take the payments from 1 and 2, and you attack number 3, and you work all of your debts off except your house using the debt snowball. And you do that with real focused intensity, this, I've had it, I'm getting out of debt. Then once you finish baby step 2 and you're out of debt, everything but the house, you go back to that $1,000 account in baby step 3 and raise it up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. Once you've done that, then you move on to baby step 4, which is 15% of your income into retirement. 5 is saving for your kids' college, if that applies to your situation. 6 is pay off the house early. You know, we're teaching people this all over America. They're paying off their homes in 7, 8, 9 years. How cool is that? And without a house payment, you move on to the last baby step. Baby step 7 is become very wealthy and give a bunch of it away. When it comes to money, ignorance isn't bliss. You need to get in a class. Find one that offers both information and accountability. There are classes taught right now in thousands of locations all across the country. In classes, people learn what they need to know, and they put the knowledge to work, encouraging and supporting each other in the process. Read books about money. You know, I've written several, but there are many other people that have written great books. 5 years from now, Charlie Tremendous Jones says, you'll be the same person you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. Read, 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 read. Turn your car into a learning center. Zig Ziglar says this, we offer help and hope to callers on more than 300 radio stations, including Sirius and XM, 5 days a week. We take this message of personal responsibility, and we do it in live events several times a year with audiences that number tens of thousands of people. You know, I'm just one guy, but there's other people out there doing this stuff. Listen, help's available if you want it badly enough. You'll find it. I can tell you this, very few things are certain in life, but this much I can promise you, the anxiety, the pain, the calls from creditors, the hopeless cycle of debt, it will continue until you change. Yes, the companies are misbehaving, but you know what? It's up to you to fix your life. That personal responsibility element is where you have control. You can rock your world doing this.
Alrighty, and welcome back to Realty Universal Radio. Dave Ramsey laying it down, my brother. So appreciate Dave and, man, his approach. And he was kind of pretty much echoing the sentiments that we shared in the last segment, which is, you know, you get intentional and you just get her done. You know, you set the intention and then you get it done and you stick with it. You stay the course. And I know that's easier said than done. Absolutely know that. Randy Zachary, my name, filling in for Natalie Mullinex today. Natalie, as we shared, broke her leg in an accident around the house a couple of weeks ago. Last week, she was on with us and was sharing, you know, what happened, a lot of insights that she's gotten just from being laid up. You know, I think I think when we're all laid up and can't get around and can't distract ourselves, there's a lot of ahas to be had. Anyway, she wanted me to kind of man the ship, as it were, and we've been talking about real estate loans and the fact that you have options, and you really do. I mean, we have a lot more control than we think we do. Obviously, real estate agents, brokers, very important people, experts in their field. Someone like Natalie Mullinex has been in the industry for decades, a couple anyway, we'll say. And more than once, she's been literally the state of Hawaii's number one real estate broker in terms of transactions. And so she knows what she's talking about. And, you know, as much as I think we like to say in this internet world that we can do it ourselves now because you can just Google whatever you want to learn, I think there's a lot of things to be said for having a real estate expert on your side. And so RealtyUniversal.com, again, the place for you to check out and, you know, and contact Natalie. Let's talk about a couple of the things here. Julie Corinne Ardino joins us. A couple of other considerations in terms of mortgages. We mentioned FHA loans, and some home buyers, you may be eligible to qualify for an FHA. These loans tend to allow a lower down payment and credit score when compared to conventional loans. FHA loans are government insured, and that could be a good fit for home buyers with limited income and funds for down payment. Bank of America is an FHA-approved lender, offers these loans, as do others as well, of course. Advantages to an FHA loan: this kind of loan is helpful for applicants who don't have 20% down, so that's one of the advantages. Another advantage is that these loans can help applicants who need more flexible income or credit requirements. In that situation, I was about to say situation, and I was reading consideration, and it almost came out situ consideration. Anyway, there's things to think about, though, with an FHA loan. There's a maximum loan amount, and it can vary depending on where the home is located. And then FHA loans typically require you to pay both an upfront mortgage insurance premium and a monthly mortgage insurance premium. So you'll need to factor these premiums in when you set your budget. And so in some cases, it may actually, maybe offset, other types of loans that you thought you might be saving money with. And again, just consult, as we always say, consult your tax, person, your real estate agent, broker. And again, if you need more help or looking for digging deeper, RealtyUniversal.com, again, is a place. There's also VA loans. VA loans are offered by VA-approved bank lenders insured by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And to qualify, of course, for a VA loan, you must be a current or former member of the U.S. Armed Forces or the current or surviving spouse of one. So either of those situations, if you meet these requirements, a VA loan could help you get a mortgage. And the advantages of a they help you reduce your down payment requirement, sometimes to zero, which is pretty cool. These loans also may help you get a lower interest rate on your loan. And although a VA loan can have low down payment requirements or interest rates, the borrower is still responsible, of course, for making the payments. Duh! Just thought we'd have to say that. It's equally important to remember this type of loan as any other loan to be sure the total that you can comfortably afford. And again, very, very important stuff. And again, Natalie recommends, you know, we talked at the top of the show about whether to get a 15, 30, or 40-year loan. I, from my experience, and Natalie can speak to this, and I think she would agree, I mean, I think the fixed-rate loan, you know, is the way to go, unless you're, you know that you're going to be in and out of the home, you know, before the, you know, that adjustable rate period kicks in. So that fixed-rate loan thing, and go ahead and get it for 30 years. That way your payments are lower than if you did it for 15. And then just set the intention to pay it off in 15 or at least 20, but really shoot for 15, and that's, you know, making two payments a month, and you can do that. And I know in our culture, and I know we're all in this boat together, where you know, the economy is still struggling, and we all kind of have gotten used to a certain lifestyle, and hence the challenge of trying to be intentional about cutting back in other areas. But the mortgage is typically the big investment, man, and you need to take care of that. And of course, the more money involved in terms of interest. And so, boy, it behooves you. There's a cool word. It behooves you, as Dave Ramsey would say, to maybe pay that down and get her done as soon as possible. Going to take another break. And on the other side, Julie Corinne Audino joins us on the line. Live from Maui, talking about her book, Finding Your Peace, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling. Realty Universal Radio on the air everywhere. Randy Zachary, my name, in for Natalie today as she is recovering from the surgery that she just had on her broken leg. So pray for her. You know, send positive thoughts toward her. And we'll be back right after this. It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like ready, fire, aim. And you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win. So this one, then I'll just...
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
It's time for Ask Coach Dave. Dave Ferguson is a master coach, speaker, and change agent, and now another installment of Ask Coach Dave.
Today's question comes from Lynette in St. Louis, Missouri. Lynette says, hey, Coach Dave, can you talk to me about how I can add value to not only my business but my customers' business? Lynette, great question. I get asked that a lot from my current clients. And you know, adding value from a business standpoint is supposed to be all about giving more to your customers, putting more into your products, and increasing and improving your services. You know, done properly, you would think a well-tuned business would be able to beat the competition, increase market share, and increase profits. But that's not always the case. You know, while a company's continuous drive to add value is applauded, I believe there's a better way to add value to your business. That way is creating uniqueness around your business. I mean, anyway, shouldn't you be giving your customers the maximum value already?
Thanks, Coach. Are you looking for winning strategies? Are you a goal-getter? Check out AskCoachDave.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind, knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan in a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the Life Plan Adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. Randy Zachary here. It's Realty Universal Radio. There we go. I knew I could get it. In for Natalie today. She is recovering from her injury. Just had surgery, and she's just being released from the hospital, actually, today. So send prayers and positive thoughts toward her, if you could and would. Broke her leg, and I guess actually her fibia, whatever the big one is that, well, we'll find out. Anyway, the big one, yeah, so very painful. But she'll be back and raring to go here next week, no doubt about it. And the second half of the show, as always, inspiration, motivation, and hopefully some mobilization in terms of you actually doing something in terms of being the change in the world that you seek. And one of my highlights of 2013, there we go, this past year was on the island of Maui meeting author and speaker Julie Corinne Audino, and she is with us on the line from Maui. She's on her paddle board right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Aloha.
So if we hear wind, or seagulls, or you know, porpoises, it's because you're out there on that water right now, and we'll all just visualize being with you out there.
Yeah.
So
if I get cut off because a whale tips me over, then you guys will know.
Yeah.
It might happen. You never know. Those things are big. You know.
Oh, they're 20 tons or something, those things? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being there a couple of years ago, and a friend of mine and I went out kayaking, and it was really my first time doing extended kayaking. And I mean, because we went out into the what they call the whale lane, you know, where you go out a couple miles from shore, and we could be up close and personal. And I'm telling you, we got up close and personal to some whales. I mean, you're in a kayak, and those things breach, you know, 50 yards away from you. Surf is up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, let's dive in because time is going to fly, and I'm looking forward. I know I've been bugging you to have your own radio show at some point, and we will continue to see how that unfolds because you have so much to offer. We do want to talk about the book and some more nuggets from your amazing book, Finding Your Peace, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling. And, again, this book is still sitting on my desk in my studio, and sometimes I don't have a time to read it, but you'll enjoy this. I just put my hand on it and just kind of inhale kind of try and do a little meditative moment, you know, and it just helps me find my peace. So I appreciate, again, your efforts and your book. So, before we dive in, because I have some questions, I just, what's been going on? Fill us in on what's been happening since last we spoke.
Well, what's been going on is that I'm kind of actually just embracing change and trying to understand, you know, how 2013 went and being gratitude. I mean, that's kind of the space that I'm in right now. You know, as the year wraps up and we're moving into the holidays, I'm really just kind of like letting go and letting things happen and just kind of, you know, taking in that celebration of, you know, wow, 2013 was amazing. And the work and the change that has happened inside of me that's brought me to where I am today, just being so grateful for that because I feel like, you know, it's not necessarily about me, but it's like the stages of the season as things change, I've changed. And not that I have to run around and go do anything, but just kind of embrace 2013 and then, you know, get myself centered and ready for 2014 so I can really direct my energy in the way that I want to direct it and the way that it's supposed to flow. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a hibernation or a mellow time for me right now.
Yeah. Reflecting is good. I know some of my coaches and mentors over the years have encouraged daily reflection. I mean, you know, where at the end of a day you do take time and reflect on what happened. And, you know, reflecting and planning. I mean, you need to kind of do both. And I think a lot of times we just plan, and hectic, especially at the end of the year. And you hit on the end of the year, and let's kind of camp here for a minute because everybody's doing resolutions. And, you know, that word for me just infers failure. Talk about resolutions and how we can make change really stick.
I think that resolutions, you know, I think it's a great thing. I mean, setting forth your intentions for 2014, taking time to do that, I know is really important. And so, you know, setting realistic resolutions for yourself is a great thing to do. And I want to encourage people to set forth resolutions that have to do with habits because I think that a lot of times people think of a resolution outside of themselves, like this thing that they have to go run, get, catch, you know, and tackle and wrestle and hold down, you know, like it's this hard thing and I got to struggle and, you know, okay, well, stay right there, right? And it's kind of, if you think, right? It's just like, oh, this is so hard and such a struggle. Instead of maybe thinking of it like that, just thinking of easing in to new habits. Because if you just ease or lean into that new habit that you really, really know that you're capable of doing, because, you know, everybody's capable of anything that they desire with enough passion, if you just lean into it and ease into it and spend the time for 30 days and then another 30 days, it's going to be like brushing your teeth. It's going to be like, I don't know what to do. It doesn't make any sense for me not to work out every day, you know? It doesn't make sense for me not to reflect on my goals once a week and keep on whatever it is that I intended for myself, you know? And then the goal doesn't just, like, go away by March, you know? It's there, and you reflect on it every week so that you keep yourself on track. And then at the end of the year, you're like, oh, my God, I didn't even know that I was capable of that. And at the same time, I just think that the universe has a way always of conspiring for you in this phenomenal manner that when you put out to the universe what you want. And it's just like if you don't set the intention of what you want, and maybe the universe takes you in a different direction, that's fine. I'm not saying that we know what exactly the goal that we're supposed to write down, because sometimes it takes you to a different direction. But having written down what it is that you want to do, what it is you want to accomplish, is really, really, really important. So I just know that if people create them as habits, it doesn't have to be so much of a struggle. I mean, so lean in, ease in to, and turn that whole word resolution into, I'm going to create a new habit this year. I'm going to create some new habits.
Yeah. As a therapist friend of mine once said, damn it, I can do it different. Damn, I can do this different, you know? It just,
yeah.
Create your own aha. Like, you know what? I can do this different. And I know, you know, I've shared with you and you, and a big part of what you do is, you know, fitness consulting and training. And, you know, it's in your book. It's documented. It's a big part of finding your peace, the 32 principles to help you live your calling, where you have mind principles, you have body principles, spirit principles, soul principles. And they're all intertwined, aren't they? That's, I guess, the thing we need to maybe get to people is you can't just go, okay, I'm just going to lose weight. Well, okay, first of all, you might want to figure out why you're such an emotional eater, right? And I mean, so you got to start thinking in terms of a holistic approach to a lot of your problems, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Totally a holistic approach, because mind-body is connected. And inspiration or the spirit is what moves the body, really, you know. And then the soul is what your greatest desires are in discovering what those blocks are that are stopping your soul from really thriving, going the direction that it needs to go, you know. Or, you know, what's in that soul, what's blocking it to allow you to lose weight or to, you know. So it's all intertwined. And looking at the whole picture is so, so important. In fact, it does actually get me a little bit excited. I'm working on an interactive workbook that people can actually do the work and go through these changes and take it one day at a time, because that's what people need. They need to take, you know, do a little bit one day at a time until it becomes a habit. But it's just, yeah, it really is such a sweet, sweet, sweet thing for ourselves to look at your whole person, right? When you're trying to find a solution so that you can get to a new habit or a new resolution. It's just look at your whole person. Be compassionate with yourself. You know, take a step back
and
look at what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, man, you know, I should work out more. I just should eat better. You know, that's not it. You know, that's not it.
Yeah.
Just telling yourself, oh, or I should look like that person. That's not the solution. Being sweet and understanding that your whole person, like you said, understanding why it is that you emotionally eat so that you can solve that. And when you solve that, you're going to lose weight. You're also going to find that you're sweeter to yourself and things seem to flow a little bit easier because you're compassionate with yourself. So that's looking at the whole person.
Yeah, and yet, you know, you can white-knuckle weight loss like you can white-knuckle, you know, sobriety from anything. For a while, but I've met so many guys and gals actually who have gone through, you know, the 12 steps or, you know, they've been sober a year and they're miserable because they've white knuckled it. They've been sober. They've, you know, they've lost weight, whatever it is, but they haven't got to the root of why they, you know, why they became a drug addict or an abuser, an alcoholic or, you know, a food addict, whatever the addiction is. And so, it's amazing. I've seen people write books on this topic of, you know, I'm sober and miserable as, you know, as hell because they haven't got to that why. And that's crucial. And I thought in my journey that it was, for me, because of my whatnot background, there was just a whole lot of self-loathing, you know. And I had a friend, and he's on Maui. He's a therapist on Maui. And he just looked at me one day, and he goes, I was sharing, talking to him, and he goes, you know, Randy, self-loathing is overrated. And I went, self-loathing is overrated. You know it is, isn't it? Yeah. You know what? I can love myself. That's okay. You know? And if anyway, that gets pretty deep. I know, and we have like 8 minutes to go here, but we can't unpack all of that. But I know that's what your book does. It is that, you know, it weaves in the different principles, mind principles, body principles, spirit principles, soul principles, and gives, again, not only the motivation, but again, in each chapter, there's, you know, you stop down and give people practical steps, action plans, tools that have worked for you. And again, I've said this before, I'm such a big fan, and I'm so thankful that we connected that day in Lahaina. And I know that somehow, some way, you know, we'll be doing some other things when we get back there. Let's gears just a little bit. I want to, well, you talked about kind of reflecting on 2013. I want to ask you a couple things here. One is kind of maybe a highlight for you of 2013, if you can kind of think of one that was really, really a highlight. And then maybe, you know, if you want to kind of encourage others here, get a little vulnerable and talk about maybe not necessarily a resolution, but, you know, something that Julie wants to work on and get better at this year. So first, maybe a highlight, and then maybe something that you want to work on this next year.
Yeah, absolutely. So a highlight for me definitely has been just getting my books into, you know, the Kapalua Spa and the Weston KOR and being in front of people and being able to share my gift with them. I mean, that truly is a highlight. When I look back and I see that it's in like 5 different spas in Hawaii and people are, you know, buying my book and wanting my signature and just watching the Holy Spirit bring the right people to the book. I mean, that has definitely been the highlight because it's, you know, it touched me so deeply to hear people's, you know, finally this year, hear people's feedback and say, hey, you know, like I resonated so much with this chapter or I love this or this really helped me to overcome that. You know, you know, that touched my soul, you know, and I've never had such a tender feeling for the gift that God allowed me to put out into the world. So that definitely has been my highlight. And when I look and see that, you know, I was nervous to even write the book and now it's out and people are reading it and getting something out of it and, you know, it's in all these different places in Maui. It's just, I mean, what else is possible, you know? And you know, scared about that first beginning step and then seeing how beautiful and wonderful it works out is just, 2013 has just been amazing, just amazing.
Mm-hmm. You said said something there that I'd love to just comment on before we go to the other answer, that you were scared, you know, and of course you've told the story last time of how Wayne Dyer helped you kind of shake you out of that. You know, at that event, and it was kind of a moment of aha for you. And isn't it interesting that often the door to our destiny, I like to say, is often locked by fear.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
It's like it's locked, and unless we face that fear and step through that door, sometimes our destiny won't be attained, and it's tragic.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's you know, I mean, that is actually one of the reasons why I really love setting goals, because when you set a goal, you know, okay, I'm going to write this book, that's when you at least you allow that fear to come up. You expect it, you know, expect your gremlin to come in strong, right? But it's like you have your eyes on the prize. You have something that you know you want. You know that, you know, the Holy Spirit put it in you. It's on your heart. It's something that is, you know, destined to happen. But when you see that and you have your eyes there, you see that fear come up, and that's awesome because you're always to move into that direction. You got to step outside your comfort zone, so it's okay. But it's like that's why I think it's so important to set a point forward where you can keep your eyes on, so you can see that fear. And it's going to happen over and over again. But the more that you step past the fear, or, you know, you let the gremlin's voice just pass over, and you're just like, oh yeah, you know, and you don't emotionally get charged by that, or emotionally get charged by the fear, and you keep moving forward. I mean, that's a habit too. right? So it just this is constant because you're always moving forward in life. So, yeah, I mean, the fear is something that shouldn't be taken lightly. It should be honored. It should be honored. When it comes up, awesome. Like, great, awesome. That is a time for you to, you know, mastermind with another partner, right? Somebody who is going to encourage you to go forward. Talk about the fear with them. Speak about your ego out loud. You know, I love that. Entertainment of the ego and the laughter chapter. I mean, say it out loud. It is the funniest thing in the whole world. I'm in this Course in Miracles group, and I speak the ego out loud all the time, and everybody's always laughing because if it's said, if my ego says something, I just say it out loud right away. Because everybody knows,
what?
You know, it's either coming from ego or Holy Spirit, and they know that I know that it's the ego, right? So it's just so funny. Last night we had we recorded this meditation, and the instructor, I'm like, oh, let me pull up my phone to, record your meditation so you can have it for later and I can email to everybody. And I pull up my phone and I see a text message on there. And my ego's like, check the text message. And, of course, I say that out loud. I was like, oh, hold on, let me check my text message before we start, And everybody just starts laughing because, it's just saying it immediately is hilarious, It's just, hold on, let me just, think about myself before I think about the group, right? Because that's what the ego did. But I said it out loud, and I passed through it, and I pressed record, and I went straight to, so we could record
that's
his
awesome.
Meditation. But it's just so funny, It's so funny.
Wow. Wow. I love that. Great. Yeah, the ego out loud, man. Call him out, man. And
Call him out, man. Call him out. Yeah. Oh, you're too young to write this book. Yeah, nobody's ever going to read it. I mean, really? It sounds so ridiculous. I wish I knew that before I, no wishing I knew that, but, when Wayne Dyer spoke, I mean, now that's what it sounds like, get up on the microphone, I'm too young, oh my God, it's just, oh, poor me, so maybe someday I could be just as famous as you, sounds like Eeyore.
And it's interesting that it's
my dream.
Yeah, interesting that at that moment too, he was intuitive enough to kind of pass you by initially because he kind of sensed some of that you said, some of that energy, and then and then called you up and kind of launched you and got you going. We have we have like a couple of minutes here. It just flies by. We need to get you on for an hour or as I said before, your own show. But where can people get where can people get the book and or connect with you?
JulieCorrine.com. So it's Julie and then CORRINE.com. You can listen to any of my radio shows. You can get on my list for the fitness videos and workbooks that are going to be coming out in 2014. So, that's the best place to connect with me.
Are you going to combine, I got to ask, are you going to kind of combine some teaching / meditation with workout stuff, or is it strictly workout?
I'm going to combine working out with meditation with, setting forth your goals and really empowering yourself into that place. So working out is one of those places where you can lift yourself up, empower, and help you move towards those goals. So I'm going to put it all together. It's going to be crazy. It's just the Holy Spirit has been combining all of them in a way that I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize they're all kind of just thinking together. So I'm really excited about the new work. Cause I mean, let me give you just a little insight is, when you are working out, a great way to kind of lift yourself up and to, stepping into whatever goal it is that you want is, use affirmations while you're going for a jog or a walk, right? I mean, or repeat your goals, exercise your mind while you're exercising your body. I mean, that's just a little kind of tidbit. You can combine, you can do those both at the same time. It's great.
Yeah, I try and when I walk in the morning, I try and do that, and it takes me sometimes it takes me the better part of the hour just quieting my mind, frankly, to be honest. But it often, in the last, 10, 15 minutes of the walk is where I really get into some cool space in my head, and I'm allowed to download and think clearly and
But it's work, and I think that's why a lot of people don't do it, right? It's definitely work, but worth it.
So rewarding. And, you know, it's really funny. Actually, when you get into a meditation or a workout or sitting down and writing down your goals, you know, it's usually like a little resistant maybe in the beginning, you know, because your grandma's trying to get in there or your ego's trying to get in there. Mm-hmm. But about 10, 15 minutes into it, there's this ease and relaxation and peace mm-hmm. that comes and surrounds mm-hmm. your body, and you just know you're on the right path. And so it's just like I just want to encourage people that whatever it is that they're wanting to do or whatever their resolution or their habit is, just move past that one dark cloud. Just take the first step, move past that one dark cloud, and I can guarantee that in about 10, 15 minutes, the ease, the relaxation is going to come within you, and you're going to know you're in that right space. It's just the first step. Just take the first step, and that's all that it is. And from there, miracles, great things happen, great intuition, great aha moments, but it all starts with one simple step in the right direction.
Man. Wow. Again, folks, that is just an example of the practical stuff that you find in this book, Finding Your Peace, 32 Principles to Help You Live Your Calling. And Julie, JulieCorinne.com, JulieCorinne.com. Connect with her if you want to, of course, correspond, even, you know, long-distance coaching. I'm sure she'd be up for that. And the videos are coming out. I'm looking forward to that as well. And Julie, thank you so much for joining us. And I will see you on Maui here very, very shortly.
I can't wait. My favorite phrase.
All right.
You
God
too.
Bless. God All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.